Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you. Those of you who've been listening already, I know you can feel your IQ going up by the minute, can't you? Those of you who just tuned in, look what you got to look forward to. Art Selinger is going to raise our IQ in a number of areas. Artsa, many of you know that name, and you may be thinking, now where do I know that name from? Well, if you've watched the Long Drive Championships, where the guys hit the golf balls out of sight, you know that show? You've seen that on television, you've heard about him, and you probably said, yeah, that guy, wasn't he a really good long driver once? Well, yeah, he was, and still is, actually. I saw him in action last week, but more than that, folks, he's a world-class entrepreneur, and I wanted him to join us on the show. Art and I met last week in Houston when I was at the Administrative Small Business Classic. And I wanted him to tell you about the businesses that he has started because of the kind of launched off of his talent, his natural talent as a long drive hitter. And he's our new friend, Art Selinger. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. I'm glad to be with you.
It's good to have you here. We had fun last week, didn't we?
It was a great time. Administaff Small Business Classic is a wonderful event, and glad that Long Drivers of America and my other company, Art of Long Driving, were a part of it.
Well, you guys certainly were, and I really enjoyed the show you guys put on, you and Brian Pavlik and Mike Moulton and the three of you. Folks, let me give you an example. Not only did they hit the ball out of sight, literally. Art, when I started playing golf again, my wife said, how are you hitting it? And I said, well, I'm not so old that I can't, I can still hit it out of my shadow, but I can't see where it lands. And so I've gotten that old. But you guys really do hit it out of sight. But folks, they also hit, was that a 5/8 inch piece of plywood?
That was 5/8. That took a little going there.
but eventually, all three of them put a golf ball, right through this 5/8 inch piece of plywood. So I was pretty impressed. I think everybody was impressed with that, Art. Now, before we get into the business, I want you to give us a little bit of an example of your what you've accomplished as a long drive performer.
Well, a long time ago, in 1986, I won the National Long Drive Championship that used to be owned and operated by Golf Digest, and then I won it again in 1991, and had seven really good straight years where I did well, and that launched my individual career to do exhibitions and clinics for corporate America, special events, clubs all over the world, and I ended up in that part of my career doing close to 2,000 exhibitions.
Wow.
Did a lot of work for 15 years for TaylorMade Golf.
Mm-hmm.
And since have moved on to Cobra and Pinnacle as my sponsor the last 5 years. So,
right.
You know, that individual hitting kind of launched my career for exhibitions.
Now, what were you just born naturally born? I mean, you're a big, strong guy, but still, that takes a lot of talent. How much did you have to work on being able to hit a ball that far?
Well, I worked on my golf, and golf just, produced me to be a long hitter, just as it does John Daly, or just as it does Hank Keeney, or just as it does Tiger Woods, and that's just good golf fundamentals and somebody who's blessed with some speed. And I grew up playing competitive junior golf, high school golf, collegiate golf. So golf was always my background. I wasn't, we have a few guys, let's say, that are other kinds of athletes, whether they're javelin throwers, runners, baseball players and hockey players that turn to long drive because they're good athletes. I just grew up as a golfer.
Well, that is an interesting point there, that some of the guys who are long drivers may not be that good of golfers.
Well, for the most part, the ones that are successful are very good players. We've seen
right.
Our sport turn dramatically, and our champions these days are very good players. Last year's champions all are, you know, one played the nationwide tour. The other one is about to go to the Champions Tour qualifying school for the senior division. And the lady that won our championship played the LPGA for 6 years.
Right.
Ever since we cut the shaft length down, there's a big myth out there, Jim, that what we do when people watch Remax Long Drive on television, they think that we're using illegal golf equipment,
right,
number one. We've got guys that can't play golf, number two. And, you know, we're using illegal substances or what have you. And it's the furthest thing from the truth. We're using USGA equipment at 48 inches, just as they write in the rule book.
Right.
You know, my guys can play this summer. Bobby Wilson and Jason Zubak, the four-time champion, beat a field of 20 tour-playing teams at the Johnny Miller Classic and won $100,000.
Wow.
In a one-day shootout. So are they good enough to play the PGA Tour?
These guys are good, aren't they, Art?
Well, I think they are. They're not PGA Tour players, you know.
Right.
I played that Small Business Classic Pro-Am. And,
yeah.
You know, no, I didn't shoot 64, but, you know, I shot 70, so
that's
was
pretty
good.
That's pretty darn good. Hey, stand by, Art. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, we got a lot more good stuff to come with our new friend Art Selinger, the owner and CEO of Long Drivers of America Limited. It's 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Girl, get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check out my website when you get a chance, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and subscribe to my blog. The newsletter comes on Sunday. The blog comes every day. And you can do a lot of other things on the site there while you're there. Art Selinger is our guest. And, Art, you got a website too, don't you?
I do. It's longdrivers.com.
Longdrivers.com.
Yeah.
And they can get to all the other things. Like, I'm looking right now at your Long Drivers of America website where you talk about the championship. That's what's going on right now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's our Super Bowl is the Remax World Long Drive Championship. We also have the Pinnacle Exceptional Driver Championship, which is
right,
an amateur-only event where every ball counts. And then, of course, we have our Junior Long Drive Championship.
But you also, in the event that you're having out there right now, you've got ladies, you've got seniors, and super seniors.
Correct. That's all part of the Remax World Championship. Yeah,
right.
This is the culmination of 10 months of qualifying into more than 20 countries across the world with 272 finals.
Wow. And,
so
and that's what's happening this
week.
We'll
get 4 trophies out this week.
That's this week, but it's going to be played on ESPN. Is that right?
Yeah,
and
correct.
Christmas.
Christmas Day. ESPN is our ESPN Golf will produce the event and air the event Christmas Day. And it'll also re-air probably about 6 to 7 times throughout 2006.
Good. So, folks, be sure to look for that. Okay. All right. I want to get to the business in a second, but how far is the farthest that you've hit a golf ball in competition?
In competition, I reached the 400 barrier twice. And
400
yards. 400
yards.
But
with a 48-inch shaft?
What's that?
With a 48-inch shaft?
With a 47-inch shaft.
47-inch, all right.
And this was quite a while back. But every drive has a story to it, as most amateur golfers will know, meaning, you know, the conditions have to be pretty much right for that. I probably got about 25 to 30 yards a roll, you know. And everything's condition-related. If it's nice and warm and you get a little air and you get some firm ground, we watch the PGA Tour guys hit it 350 or 60.
Right, right.
If they're on normal ground and it's a little bit wet and it's not rolling, then they hit it 290 or 300.
Right.
So, you know, we had a lot of rain out here this week. It's absolutely a soaked grid, and the longest shot hit yesterday was actually by Brian Pavlett, who you met.
Yes, uh-huh.
He led the qualifying, and he's already into Saturday's quarterfinals, and he flew the ball 375 yards.
Wow.
So if we can get this ground a little firm,
right,
then he's going to take it.
Get some fans out there and dry it out. Tell Brian I said good luck this weekend. What about how far do you think what is the longest drive in competition anybody's ever hit?
Oh, I mean, we can talk about altitude, Denver, Colorado, and way up there. So, I mean, I'm sure there's some crazy numbers. You know, we hit in a contest last year in Albuquerque, which is at 5,000 feet, and I bet the wind was blowing 40 miles an hour with us. So, you know, you can get some stupid numbers.
Those are 2-mile drives, right?
those are extra long drives.
Yeah, I bet I could hit one 300 yards out there.
I promise you could have hit it almost 400 yards.
Hey, Art, let's talk about the business. Now, you really are a world-class entrepreneur, and I want you to know that you're one of my heroes. I'm really proud of what you've accomplished.
Well, thank you, Jim.
You took an ability. You saw a need in the marketplace. You found a niche. You believed in it. I know that there were some days when things weren't, when you didn't know if you were going to make it or not. And I'd like for you to talk to us about how you got this out of the ground.
Well, what I saw when I won this championship that was owned by Golf Digest was I saw excitement and I saw opportunity, but I saw them not taking advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you a few points of what I did. When they let the event go in 1993, that's when I formed Long Drivers of America in 1994. I used my experience of working for corporate America and the contacts I had to get sponsorship, and that was won through RE/MAX International, to create this event. I always thought that we should have a stage that should be electric, so that's why I was the first one to ever try golf on television under the lights at night. We're known
mm-hmm.
as the event Under the Lights.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest reason why, when I was winning championships, is nobody could see the ball. It's very hard to follow a ball 350
right.
yards with the sun glaring in your eyes against a cloudy background or what
right.
have you.
Mm-hmm.
So we lit the grid up. We added some fireworks, and we gave the players a stage. The next thing we did from a business standpoint is we started creating corporate signage, and we followed hockey. Golf has never done very good signage, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So we lined our grid with corporate signage so that our sponsors could get in-focus signage. The next thing we did to innovate golf on television, we are the first ones to paint fairways. We paint corporate signage logos now
mm-hmm.
in the field of play, because if you're not giving your sponsors in-focus programming and you're only giving them commercial programming, they're not getting a great value.
Right.
So I feel like we give the best sports marketing value on television.
You integrate them into the competition, not just
yeah.
during the breaks.
Right, they're in the field of play. Major League Baseball now does it, as you see behind home plate
yep.
and in their signage. You have to be in the field of play.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing we did was take the event around the world. It had to be a world championship, and we have qualifying all throughout Europe, South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, all the way to the Far East, and it makes a big difference that you have a world stage.
Mm-hmm.
So from a business standpoint, you know, I started this. I bought my partner out in 2000, and in 2000, the end of 2000 when I bought him out, I had 3 employees. So I handled sales and marketing and you name it,
the
whatever
janitor,
we could do.
You've got an accounting degree.
You, name
did,
it.
You kept the books and all that too, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a 500-square-foot office and not much money after I wrote that check. And on we went, and now today I'm happy to say we have 20 employees. We own our own building at
about
6,000 square feet.
And you got people coming in from all over the world right now to be with you at the Long Drive Championships in Nevada. But, and folks, when we come back, I'm going to ask Art Selinger to tell us about how important it was for him to aggregate the resources of other partners to help him be successful. He's got a great story to tell on that. Tin Till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There's kings, many things I can define. Old Cajun's five swaggers flutter your mind.
Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Art Selinger, soon to be our old friend. Art, we're having a good time. Will you come back another day after this?
Of course.
We've got a lot more to talk about. I want to continue to hear more about your business. I'm really excited about how well you've done, and I know it's, you know, you're like all small business owners, like all entrepreneurs. You saw an opportunity, you decided to follow your dream, and you did it, and now you're reaping the benefits of it. How much did you have to understand the importance of bringing in partners, of aggregating the resources of others to accomplish your goals?
Well, you know, that was huge in advocating, you know, those resources. It's very big, and it gave me a lot of knowledge. You know, you have to look to others. What you have to realize as a small business owner is you have to be surrounded by good people that work well for you and good people that give you good ideas. And then what you have to do is is you have to be the quarterback up on top. And then if you give all the assignments to the players, then it's always a touchdown. And I have spent less time this week worrying about the contest and worrying about more important things like the TV show that has to be produced and the corporate partners that are coming out here than worrying about the nuts and bolts. And that's why I have a good staff for that. And you have to invest in your people to be successful. I have learned that at, you know, every year.
Tell us what you mean. Tell us what you mean by that. This is very important.
Well, number one, you have to always take care of the people you have and promote from within first. I'm a big advocate of that. I don't believe in letting somebody work for you for multiple years then bringing somebody in to manage that person when they're working towards that goal. Mm-hmm. So you have to initially give them that goal to get to that position.
Do you agree that if the person that you've got isn't becoming material to be promoted, you probably ought to let them go somewhere else?
You better well believe it. And you need to do it quickly, and they need to be told that. And and that's a very, very good thing. You know, I aligned myself this year with Administaff, and I think they're going to help me with numerous things from, you know, so I can maximize the output that I do get.
And you don't mean as a sponsor necessarily. You're talking about the using their services.
Yes, using their services.
Their human resources services, right.
But, I align myself with a company like RE/MAX, company like Pinnacle, you know, and so I have a chance to work with their marketing and sales staff and their planning staffs. And I'll tell you what, you've got to be a sponge out there. You cannot think you know it all. Mm-hmm. When I go to meetings with the vice president at Acushnet, who runs Titleist and Pinnacle, and, you know, they have Cobra and FootJoy, I'm there to conduct business with them because they're a sponsor of mine. They're a huge sponsor. I learn more every time the way they do business, and it helps me. When I work with the senior VP of RE/MAX International, I am a sponge. I have learned so much from these people, and I do it quietly, but I absorb.
Well, no, that's the right thing. You got to pay attention. One of the things that small businesses like you and me, Art, can learn, there are things we can learn from the big companies. There are some things they can learn from us.
You better well believe it.
And they watch. I don't know if you've noticed a lot of the big companies. I've joked that I think some of our larger companies we work with that they do business with is just to watch us work. They're amazed at how we get things done. But there are definitely things like marketing. You talked about marketing. Marketing and human resources, those are two things that we need to learn from big companies.
You're exactly right, but yet I do see them stall in the bureaucracy and have trouble getting things done, and things take a long time. So, but we're moving. You know, this year I invested in a director of sales, and it's paid off. You know, he's brought us to the next level, and I just have to. I think as I look at my budgets for 2006, you know, I have to invest in people.
Right. Well said, Art. Website is Art of Long. Tell us again, Art of Long Drive?
Art of Long Driving is my first company that's still hanging around there and doing quite well. It kind of has three branches in its tree. Number one is player representation. You know, when I found I couldn't do all those exhibitions, I found people like Brian Pavlett and Mike Bolton and Dan Beaver and several others that I could send out and represent and book their appearances, not go do them myself, and turn that into a commission-based, you know, agent business.
You no longer became 100% extension of yourself, did you?
No, not at all. And the next thing that was out there was all these events and people I met, well, they needed golf equipment. So then I opened up a large retail store to be able to fulfill those corporate things, not only for people off the street that want to get fitted properly, but for all those corporate premiums that my customers needed.
Right.
You know, and then the third extension is a lot of these companies that are doing these major entertainment events don't know how to do them, so now we try to run their golf events for them.
You're helping them put their events on. That's very good. Hey, Art, we got to wrap it up. Good luck this week. Congratulations on all your success. Good luck with the championship, and give us the website one more time.
It's www.longdrivers.com, and artoflongdriving.com is the other one. And
check
Jim,
it out.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Art. Good to talk to you. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.